You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're at Cueva de Villaluz, Cave of the Lighted Town, in the southeastern Mexican state of Tabasco. Here, every spring, as they have for centuries, descendants of Zoque and Mayan Indians hold a rather remarkable ceremony. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
The cave has been known for probably millennia.
Louise Hose is a professor of geology at Westminster College in Missouri. She's been part of a team studying the cave's unique ecosystem.
The local people have used it as a sacred site. They noted that the stream is just teeming with these small fish. In the past, whenever they were particularly hard up for food, they would go to the cave, ask permission from their gods, who they believed lived in the cave, ask for permission to enter, and then they would go in and harvest the fish. Today, the descendants do reenact the ceremony every spring. The festival starts in the morning with people preparing a mixture of what is called barbasco root and lime. They pound the root, and the purpose of this is that when this material is placed into any water, it tends to stun the fish. So the folks do some dancing and some prayers, then go into the cave with wicker baskets. They first put the barbasco and lime mixture into the water. As the fish swim to the side, gasping for oxygen, they take the wicker baskets and scoop up the fish and collect them.
Further inside the cave, there are bats, spiders, and walls that drip sulfuric acid. We'll hear more about Cueva de Villaluz in future programs. Our thanks to Rick Pereira and CNN for the sounds. To hear about our new CD, please visit pulseplanet.com. Pulse of the Planet is made possible by the National Science Foundation.